afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, hello and hey, hi.
Hey there.
Hey, welcome to Rock Solid.
Yeah.
Your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Gary Lucy, and I'm ready.
And what about you?
I'm Matt Belknap.
You ready?
I'm more ready than you were to say
That's
the first
true.
Line of the show.
We were just talking about Dave Grohl's appearance on Mark Maron's WTF podcast. And if you're a Foo Fighters or Nirvana fan or a music fan, or a Marc Maron fan.
and
or if you like to say, what the fuck, you should tune into that.
Pat's too humble to admit it, but you should gloat a little bit about the fact that you've been raving about Rick Springfield probably since 1982.
Yes, I've been raving about Rick Springfield, and finally someone with a little cred, Dave Grohl, was raving about him on the on WTF.
Are they working on something together? What's the deal?
Dave Grohl has a new documentary called Sound City. It's right. about the Sound City Studios and Rick Springfield. His first like three or four albums were all recorded there. And he was just saying how all the albums that are recorded there have a certain sound and a certain quality and stuff that he likes.
Cool.
And that's it. But you should listen to it for the full story.
Yeah.
Man, we have a jam-packed show today.
We do have a big show today.
Let me just get to a couple things, a couple bits of business right away out the box. While we were away, or, you know, just since last we spoke, two major artists who have been in hibernation dropped singles unexpectedly.
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting.
The Great White Duke?
Yeah, exactly.
Is he the Great White Duke?
He's the Thin White Duke. He's the cranky old man.
Who's the Great White Duke? That would be Gandalf.
Yeah, that's old man. He coached Carver High. That was the Great White Shadow.
Yes, the Thin White Duke, David Bowie, dropped a new single. It's
called Where Are We Now? Here's like a few seconds of it. If you know what?
I was going to play this too, and then I just pulled it off my playlist, so I'm glad you're playing.
Oh, okay, good.
I don't have the thing because Pat wanted to do some game. Give me
Sorry.
We're replugging into Matt's computer.
That sounded good.
That's feedback. This is fucking A, man.
This is live, man.
Yeah, rock.
Fucking
rock
Sound City. This is what it's like. It's raw. No, I didn't cue it. Sorry.
That's okay.
Well, you can extra 10 seconds.
Sounds just like Let's Dance.
Yeah, slowed down 100%.
I had the 33, yeah. Apparently, this is not representative of the album. Apparently, it's barn burner from beginning to end, but this is like the one slow song.
Had to get the train.
Hit that post. That was nice.
From Potsdamer Platz. You never knew that.
Yeah, but he's working with Tony Visconti.
I was surprised to hear that. That's very cool.
All his great 70s albums. And have you seen the cover?
Yeah, is that just the single cover? Is that the cover of the
LP? I think that's
LP?
The cover of the album. It's the cover of Heroes, literally.
With a white square in the middle.
Yeah, it's like you put a post-it over his face and like crossed out Heroes.
Yeah.
And just wrote like the next day or whatever, or whatever it's called, or the following day.
Why not?
Yeah, that's so, I wonder if that's like telling the fans like, look, jerks, we're moving on, or what? You know,
maybe.
It's some kind of.
I'm no hero.
I'm a villain. Oh no, he's here.
That's what he's saying. And then, of course, Justin Timberlake.
Wait a minute. You ready, JT?
I can't wait to get you on for good looking. Hey, going out so hot, just lagging of it. And I'll burn myself, but just had to touch it. But it's so fine, and it's all mine. Hey, baby, we don't mind all the watching. Hi, 'cause if they study close, real close, they might learn something.
So this is the actor, Justin Timberlake?
The noted comedian.
The noted comedian.
I know him from Saturday Night Live and from from Bad Teacher. I know him from his acting work. And now he's going to bust out into a music career.
Who knew? Who knew he had that in him? Boy, he's a five-tool player.
Gary, what's that song called?
It's called Suit and Tie.
And what does Jane, your wife, call it?
This is my favorite post of the weekend.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great post.
She thinks have you heard that new Justin Timberlake song, Suit and Tie? And she's like, what? Soup time? Soup time.
Soup time. I would love a song called Soup Time.
She figured it was, like he's married now, so he's just, you know, getting all cozy.
That's what it comes to.
Homebody and everything.
Sandwich night. That's his another one of his.
Are you a fan, Justin Timberlake?
I'm in awe of his talent, and I like that. I like the line of the song about how she's just a little doozy when she does it. That's good writing.
Mm-hmm, that's about Jessica Biel.
I've liked a couple of things he's done, but that I find his instincts as an artist, I find very cheesy. Like that to me, like it's the cheesy side of R&B that like really grates on my nerves. I don't know. I don't know how to describe that. But
like, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, especially when people like have dabbled in comedy and stuff, maybe sometimes it's harder to take him seriously, but I think he's for real. I think he's from the streets.
Oh no, he's talented. I think the way the songs usually come out to mm-hmm. me sound like, I just think it's kind of corny, you know, like it's for a guy who's very hip and his persona is like, wow, this guy's, you know, one of the best out there. Mm-hmm. It just seems very much like, oh boy, our children are going to make fun of us forever liking this.
Speaking of corny, in the Jay-Z again, best rap in the middle of that song, and he drops the "nothing exceeds like excess," I can only assume he saw that on the guest towels at Donald Trump's. like, oh, I'm using that.
Well, but that's the real phrase is "nothing succeeds like excess," right?
Nothing succeeds like success.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but wait. But on Downton Abbey recently, Maggie Smith dropped the line, "nothing succeeds like excess."
Whoa.
And I guess that was she was putting a twist on it.
Maggie Smith is so hysterical on Downton Abbey.
She's like every time, like when Elise and I were watching the Golden Globes or whatever, whenever she's now, it's like no one. Like, they should clear the room when she's nominated for that show. Because, like, you can't even approach how awesome she is on that show.
Yeah, she is so good. And she just has to sit. She sits.
Yeah, she's very... Yeah, she has the best job in show business.
She does. They dress her all up and she sits there.
Yeah.
my mother-in-law thinks she's, like, the dowager governess.
No, no.
And she drops these things and, like, no, you're not.
Yeah, try again.
Yeah, you know what I tell her? Hey, it's soup time. Get out.
It's soup time. Get out of here.
Take a hike.
Soup time.
All right.
So, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I have come up with a game.
This is awesome.
Gary usually comes up with a game, but I came up with a game. I said, fuck that.
Yeah.
So, I've said many times on the show that if Bruce Springsteen would sing any of Bon Jovi's lyrics from the last 10 years, people would think that was genius.
Mm-hmm.
So I have come up with a game called Boss Jovi.
Nice.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you guys a lyric, and I want you guys to guess if you think it's Bruce or it's Bon Jovi. And then I'll play the song, a clip of that lyric, and we'll see who guessed it right.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. First lyric is, and I don't want to read it like Bruce. I don't want to read it like Bon Jovi. I'm just going to read it like a douchebag. I'm going to read it like me. So, okay, here's the first lyric is, I was a little boy of 9 years old, the whole world in my hands, trying to toss that ball across the yard, a game of catch with my old man. He would always say, I'm sorry, every time he had to leave.
Boy, it sounded like you were going down my hometown road there a second. Mm. So would Bruce repeat himself that much, or would Bon Jovi say...
Would Bon Jovi rip it off?
Swipe it that much,
Which I think, really, this game is called, like, how bad is Bon Jovi ripping off Bruce Springsteen?
All right, I'm going to go Bon Jovi.
I'm going to go Bon Jovi.
All right, let's see it.
I was a little boy 9 years old.
All right, you both get a point.
Each.
Wow,
love it.
It's tied up.
This is exciting.
Yeah. I know. Okay, here we go. Here's the next one. They say he got the name Keys, picking locks. He never really robbed no one. It sure amused the cops. Joey's parents owned a restaurant. After closing time, they'd give us almost everything we'd want.
Wow.
Damn.
At first, I thought it was a picaresque boardwalk tale as spun by Bruce, but then
he mentioned a Joey.
Yeah.
And which is totally a John Bon Jovi character.
Yeah. Yeah. Bruce would have called him like a Lipless Earl or something like that. Yeah. Bon Jovi again? I'm going Bon Jovi.
I'm going Bruce.
All right. Here we go.
Say he got Yankees picking lines.
All right.
Props to Bon Jovi.
All right. Here we go. This next one says, she may be from heaven, she may be from hell, she may be from Jersey, hell, I can't tell, but she's got my whole world spinning.
Oh boy, this is a trick question.
Yeah, that's a trick question. I think, is that Red-Headed Woman song? Is that Bruce?
I'm going to go Bruce.
Okay. Well, that was a trick question. That's actually Loverboy. Yeah, she may be from heaven. She may be from hell. She may be from Jersey. Hell, I can't tell. Okay. That was a... Sorry about that, guys. I had to throw that in there. That's the worst lyric ever. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's the next one. At night I go to bed, but I just can't sleep. I got something running around my head. Ooh, it just won't keep. In the silence, I hear my heart beating, time slipping away. I got a time bomb ticking deep inside of me. Girl is all I want to say.
Wow. I'm going to go Bruce again. Because, I mean, it sounds Bon Jovian.
Well, you couldn't play this game without having any Bruce lyrics in it. So it's like,
yeah,
so, unless you're Bruce. Trying to pull a super fakey. And since I can only tie, I'm going to say Bon Jovi.
Okay, so
I'll say
Bruce for Gary and Bon Jovi for Matt.
But what else could I do? He had one. He was one up on me, so the only thing I could do was disagree with him.
Now he's two up on you.
I thought the game was over.
No, the game's not over.
Oh, shit. Well, why did I... That was dumb.
Still playing the game.
I thought that was the last one. Why did I think
no,
it was the last one?
No, that's not the last one.
Oh, shit, okay.
You were wishing it was.
Now I'm really in a hole. That was a terrible strategy. I thought I was being smart, but I ruined everything.
Okay, here we go. Come on out for just a little while. You know that heart of stone, girl, just ain't your style. Tonight I want to feel the beat of the crowd. And when I tell you that I love you, I want to shout it out loud.
Oh, that's Kiss.
I'm going to say Bruce at not his finest hour, but I'll say Bruce.
I'm going to go Bon Jovi.
Okay. Come on out for just a little while. You know that heart of stone, girl, it just ain't your style. All right. Gary's good at this.
Well, I would have said Bruce, too, but I can't. I can only disagree with what he... Maybe I should get to go first
every
once in a while.
Sorry about that. All right. I was just deciding first, but yeah. Go.
Damn you.
All right.
Gary plays to win.
For a while, I've been watching you steady. Ain't gonna move till you're good and ready. You show up and then you shy away. But I know pretty soon you'll be walking this way because sad eyes never lie.
Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Bon Jovi.
All right.
Well, for a while,
wow.
Watching you steady.
Wow, Bruce.
Ain't Bruce.
Ain't gonna move till you're good and ready.
All right.
Sad eyes never lie.
I know. Okay.
Is that from yeah, it's my ninth grade composition book. This thing's a treasure trove.
There's so many great lyrics in here I can't even count. But 1, 2, 3, 4 lyrics.
Me and the wife, we need the money. We've got 4 kids all hungry, one on the way.
Slip
these sweat socks in your shirt and pray they think you're packing. Be sure to keep your head down and don't look him in the eye.
Okay, he shoves him the sweat socks in his shirt like boobs. Like, all right, I'm ready.
I think it's a gun.
Oh,
yeah, that was an unfortunate. That's Bon Jovi.
Okay,
even,
what do you
even
think,
at his lowest, Bruce could not.
It could be. I'm going to say Bruce.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Me and the wife.
Back in the game, sort of.
Needing money. We've got 4 kids all hungry.
So what a ripoff of a meeting across the river.
It's 4-2.
How many are left?
There's a couple. where's the other one? Okay. Just this side of morning, just this side of dawn. I walked so soft into my bedroom, saw my wife sleeping alone. She whispered, baby, are you okay? Have you been gone for long? I just kicked off my jeans and held her close and held her all night long.
well...
Bon Jovi.
John Cafferty? I'm going to say Bruce.
Okay.
Just the side of dawn.
Wow.
Just the side of dawn.
Getting some redemption.
I walk so soft into my bedroom.
So it's 4-3 now.
It goes without saying that neither Gary nor I have heard any of these songs in our entire lives.
Right. Well, I needed to. I'm not going to. I just want
to make it clear to the audience that there's no like advantage. Like we're not like there's no knowledge involved in this game.
I'm going to tell you, no one has heard these songs.
You had to hear them at least once to conjure this.
To conjure this game up. Okay.
This game we're never playing again.
By 6, he's out of bed. She makes his coffee sweet. He grabs his boots and his coat, leaves a note that says, I love you, and runs to catch the bus at the end of Market Street.
I'm going to go Bruce.
Market Street. You had me until there, but I think it's Bruce, but I'll go Bon Jovi just so we get to.
All right.
I like to play the tie at home.
Okay, so you're going Bruce and you're going Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Okay.
My six is out.
All right.
Of bed.
Nice.
She makes us coffee sweet.
Yeah, that,
he grabs his boots and his coat.
That's a hard game because you just never know whether it's Bruce having an off day
or Bon Jovi. Over right. his head.
Just reaching.
But that's that was great, Pat. Good job on it. That reminds me in the...
Not even had a chance to tie it up.
Oh, I thought it was over. I thought that was the last one.
I can play two more.
Okay, great.
Right now it's 5-3.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that tied it up.
Well, I also thought that was the last one. No.
It's 5-3.
You got that one right.
Yeah, you got it right. So you got 5, he has 3.
Oh.
Here's what we'll do.
Even the actual recording fooled you. Yeah, that was Bon Jovi.
Here's what will happen. If Matt doesn't get this one, the game's over.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go.
But I think when you said a couple more, we both thought that meant two more.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry.
You've misled us throughout this entire game. You're a terrible game master.
I'm
never playing Dungeons & Dragons with
you. A lot of work to get this one. Well, now our truth lay shattered. We stood at world's end as a dead sun rose in view. As if any of this matters, I kiss my friend.
Bruce.
I'll say Bon Jovi.
All right, here we go.
Well, now our truth lay shattered at world's end as a dead sun rose in view.
I'm sure Bon Jovi's also written some vaguely post 9/11 lyrics,
sure.
But when you get into that realm, it's like safe bet is Bruce.
Okay.
And I know Gary was just throwing that, so make it interesting. Okay. Thank you, Gary.
So sure. Matt's either going to tie or Gary's going to win with this one. Okay, here we go. I've stumbled and I know I've made my mistakes, but tonight I'm going to be playing for all the stakes. Well, it's never too late, so come on, girl. The tables are waiting.
I guess Gary should go first. Cause I've
been... I think it might be Bruce.
Okay.
I gotta go Bon Jovi.
All right.
Yes! Wait. Oh, I thought that's Bruce?
Yep.
Shit.
Simultaneous celebration.
I actually like now that the music's even actually throwing you.
Well, that sounded kind of Bon Jovi-esque.
Yeah.
It really did. Wow, that was an excellent game. That took a lot of prep, and that was...
It did take a lot of prep.
And it took a lot of time to play it.
Awesome.
We have no time for this category today.
Sorry. That reminds me, do you ever look at that website, the Vulture? From a New York magazine.
Yeah.
They last week they had Jay-Z lyric or Great Gatsby line.
Oh,
and
awesome.
I barely got half of them.
Wow.
It was check that
fantastic.
Out. One last bit of new business. We got phone calls.
Hello. Am I supposed to play
voice
this
emails?
Thing?
Yeah, you just play that in its entirety.
No, but what's this what's that?
You can skip that, Yola Tango. We'll roll back to that. Went to see Yola Tango at Amoeba.
Oh, how was it?
I saw them, but I didn't see them perform. I got there a little bit late, but I saw them signing posters or whatever. But I got the most amazing parking place. It was like, so that was a net win.
That is a victory if you're at Amoeba. Right.
I got to actually park inside Amoeba.
Exactly. Did I make it in time? But check out their new album, Fade. Anyway, so here is your voicemail.
Strap it down. This is a long one.
Hello, this is Nick from Ohio, and I have a suggestion for a show.
Okay.
It's like
songs that you did not like at first, but grew to love over time.
I like it.
Hey, guys, it's Sean in Orlando. Hey, about best new albums of the year, I liked Muse's new album pretty well. Muse seems like the kind of band that is exactly outside of all three of your paradigms. So it's too new for Pat. It's
true.
Too popular for Gary and too British for Matt. So, not sure what's up with that, but I did dig the album and really love the show, guys. Bye.
Here's his little bit.
Yeah, I don't hate them, but I just never. Yeah, it's too much to go. It's like you can only have a little of that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very rich.
I can't listen to a whole album. There's no way.
Did you just come?
Hey, this is Adam from Tacoma, Washington. One band that I thought that you should take a look at, especially Gary. I think Gary would like this. Is the Nightgowns. And a song that you should take a look at is Bonita from the EP of the same name, Bonita, B-O-N-I-T-A. All right, I love you guys' show.
All right. love that. The Nightgowns from Tacoma. That's a crazy. I love crazy singing like that. That's called Bonita. Thanks, Adam from Tacoma, or to come out as Google said he was from. I'm from To Come Out, Washington.
Oh yeah, the transcripts. The best part about getting voicemails in Google Voice is the transcripts.
Definitely,
it's
but
insane.
When I first heard that, I made a mental note. You know, like okay, Bonita the Nightgowns. I'm gonna look that up later. But later on, I couldn't read my mental handwriting, so I thought it was Belinda. I'm like, why am I not finding the song? So I went to their Facebook page, like, yeah, this is Gary Lucy from Rock Solid. Why don't you send me a copy of your song, Belinda?
And like, you really did that?
Yeah, I never heard back from them. Strangely enough, we don't have a song,
you
Belinda.
Didn't just look at their most recent album and find a song that starts with B.
Yeah, no, I looked at their MySpace page and I looked at other, and I just didn't see it. But then I heard the right name, and then it was easy to find. So there you go.
Yeah, before writing them, maybe you listen to the voicemail again.
Let's go off half-cock.
Exactly. So thanks for that recommendation, and thanks to everybody who called 330-81 rocks.
Yeah,
and
those are great. That's awesome. Then I thought it was one long minute
call.
Message. So yeah. I apologize.
No, I like that.
That was a nice way to do it.
What program do you use to edit that all together?
A little GarageBand.
Oh, nice.
And keep it around 30 seconds, but we have some more next week. And yeah, tell us what songs we missed. Tell us.
So what was that recommendation again?
The songs you didn't like at first, but then you grew to love.
That's a good idea.
That is a good one.
All right, that's going to be hard to do. But
yes. That is, because you love the song now, so you're not going to remember hating it.
Yeah, there are certain things. Like when I love a band and their album comes out and I get it the first day, and then I'm like inevitably disappointed at first, and then sometimes it grows on me. So like,
and then sometimes you love it, and then like 2 weeks later, you're like, I cannot listen to this ever again.
Yeah.
I was not a fan of Shining Bright Like a Diamond at first, but...
you like it now?
I kind of like it now.
Who's that?
Rihanna.
Oh.
Especially after her public access performance of it on Saturday
Rihanna.
Night Live.
I like Rihanna with the sound down.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean.
That's how I like it.
That concludes New Business.
All right.
So,
it's
Gary...
the longest intro to the show ever.
But we have played music.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it. I just...
So, Gary, this was your topic this week, so I'll let you introduce it.
Cool. The topic this week is stars, baby. Songs with stars in the title. I can't believe we've made it to show 81 without playing this song. This band is considered the British Big Star, the great power pop group that never made it. They're called The Records, and this is Starry Eyes on Rock Solid.
I like it.
That, huh?
That's excellent.
That's fantastic.
Had you guys ever heard that before?
No.
It was a number 56 hit in 1979. I don't know.
I don't know why I wouldn't have heard of that. Is that the U.S. The Billboard charts?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Not. They didn't really do much in England at all. They were on Stiff Records in England, but
Stiff Records is good.
The Records. What do you got for stars?
I have one of my old favorites. This is Starstruck by the Kinks.
So glad you picked this.
Baby, you don't know what you say. Cause you're a victim of bright city lights, and your mind is not right. You think the world's at your feet, cause you're starstruck, baby, starstruck. You're taken in by the light. You think you'll never look back. You know you're starstruck on me.
I will not rest until Village Green Preservation Society is like mentioned in the same breath as like Sgt. Pepper or Pet Sounds.
I know. It's
the
shame.
Greatest album.
It's really cool.
Oh, it's so good.
That was in mono.
Oh, Bill, I was going to say.
I always have to say when it's in mono.
But I didn't want to assume. So good. So good. Get yourself that.
You're up, Gary.
This song is in my DNA. My mom used to play this album so much. You're on the record as hating standards. Standards are stupid, I believe you said. But
I would like we should do it. We'll do standards as a show one time. I'm not against doing it. I'm just they're not my favorite thing.
But this is the standard of standards okay. albums, and it's the title track of it. It's Willie Nelson and Stardust.
I'm a song beside the garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Though I dreamed in vain, in my heart there always will remain my stardust melody.
Okay, there it is.
That's like that song is played like if you're at like a funeral home at a viewing.
Yeah.
That's mom's favorite song.
Yeah, I don't mean to, because that's just, yeah, like you said, you grew up with it. That's, you know, you can't escape the emotions or the yeah. whatever, but
it doesn't translate necessarily.
Well, that's a combination of, you know, sleepy and country.
Sleepy and country.
That's like
that would be deadly. A good tea.
Yeah, that's like
they should have this in tea form.
Yeah, I mean, I just lit a fire and I turned the lights down. I put that on. I'm going to take a nap on the couch. That's what that.
Yeah, that is mood music for.
I mean, I can't. I'm not driving cross country listening to that.
Right. Exactly. You want on the road again.
I hit my third deer. If
right. I'm doing your third deer. But that's okay. That, you know, that's like, you know, when like in a basketball game, you know, and things are going out of control and the opposing coach will call a timeout.
That's a good call.
We're getting too much momentum there with the records and the Kings. So I had to slow things down a little bit.
I thought you were going to say that would be a good cue at a game.
Oh, at a game.
If someone's taking too long.
Oh, I see.
Like it's almost like you could use it in place of the Jeopardy, you know, right. You know, how people play that like sarcastically.
That's
when
also good.
Someone's taking too long.
But his voice sounds great on that.
Yeah. The picking and the harmonica.
Yeah. It sounds.
It
terrific.
Is beautiful. It just is, yeah.
Booker T. Jones.
I'm too tired to hear that.
Booker T. Jones
kind of
produced it, did you say? Cool. I did not know that.
There you go. All right. Get us back in the weird here.
You've heard this voice before, but you've never heard this offshoot project of his. This is Robin Wilson of the Gin Blossoms. This is a song called Little Stars by the Poppin' Wheelies.
Feeling this sensation that I'm to control, I fall in the direction that your gravity will pull. Cause we're all little stars. Yeah, we're all little stars. Yeah, we're all little stars that shine at light and warm.
Look into. So whenever he has an offshoot project, they sound exactly like the Gin
Blossoms. Yeah, what the hell? Why bother? Is it just different people? That
it's
didn't
just
want to
different
work
people. I just think the Gin Blossoms were on a stop down for 10 years, and he's like, well, this is how I sound, and I got to do something.
I think it's fine that I can stretch my legs
and
get out of that.
Do a little bit of my pop and wheelie stuff.
such a radical departure from what I usually do.
Yeah, he has two bands, the Pop and Wheelies and the Gas Giants, or his other offshoot. And I've played them before. Yeah. I think I played a song called I Hope My Kids Like Marilyn Manson. I played that song once.
I thought for sure you were going to say Robin Williams.
Yes, I did too.
Or Robin Zander.
Don't be afraid.
Hey, jealousy.
I'm doing the arm thing.
Okay, this is going to be my takeaway from this this episode. I'm so glad to discover this song. I have not heard this in like 30 years or more.
Here we go. 30
but
years.
I was like trying to.
I hope it's a standard.
Oh, it's not a standard, but it's going to be a standard in your repertoire once you hear it. Because, you know, I like to play like a crazy song every now and again or a silly song. And when, you know, I did my search, I'm like, oh, I didn't even know I had this. Boy, this is going to be funny. Because these guys were. kind of ridiculous. They hail from the hipster capital of Portland, Oregon. I bet you didn't know that. But they're called the Hudson Brothers. They had not one, not two, but
Bill,
three.
Bill, Brett, Mark.
Exactly.
Bill was married to Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, father of Kate Hudson.
Yep.
And Oliver Hudson. They had three variety shows. I remember the Razzle Dazzle Hour.
Yep.
But they had another one called Bonkers. And then, so I'm saying they don't come in with a load of rock credibility.
And, yeah, but Mark Hudson now has a lot of rock credibility.
Big producer.
Big producer, songwriter for Aerosmith, mm-hmm. and he's involved in the rock and roll fantasy camps, and he does that thing where he colors his beard like blue and green.
Oh,
and
great.
Okay.
Cool. So, you know.
Personality face.
Yeah.
Personality face. So this song is fucking awesome. This is like the John Bryan joint that never would, like, this is where he like stole everything he ever did. This is like Jellyfish or any, if you like it, that kind of orchestrated pop. It's a number 21 hit from 1974. So You Are a Star. The
Year
Hudson
was born.
Brothers.
Here we go.
Just for a little perspective.
Check this out.
So you are a star. Okay. Nobody knows you like I do. And you will go far. Okay.
Right?
I would have,
nice.
In a million years, I would have never guessed that was the Hudson Brothers.
Actually, my Aunt Joanne took me to see them at the San Jose Civic with special guest Willie Tyler and Lester.
Wow.
That's a great double bill.
Totally. Those are the days.
That sounded Strawberry Fields Forever.
Kind of like, yeah, it had some of that. Yeah, that weird organ, Mellotron kind of sounding organ, yeah.
Now, I know that Lester used to have a problem with drugs. Was he, did he keep it together for that show?
He was clean that show.
Do you know who Willie Tyler and Lester is?
Yeah.
I actually had a Lester.
You had a Lester doll?
A Lester doll.
Oh,
when
you're kidding me.
You know what? When I was a kid, I loved the Jackson 5. Mm-hmm. I had a black G.I. Joe. I had a Lester doll. I mean, I had like everything African American that you can think
nice.
Of.
Nice.
Except a big penis. So, anyway. This is from a lady named Liz Phair. Mm-hmm. This is from her 2005 album. This is when she was veering towards a more pop sound. This is called Stars and Planets.
That's cool. I never heard that.
Yeah, that's from Somebody's Miracle, 2005.
Is that same album that had like kind of like a Hindu rap on it?
I don't know. She had two back to back that were both poppy.
Yeah, boy, people really love to hate her, like especially that period. But
yeah,
that's
they did.
Fantastic.
And you know what's funny? That's when I liked
that's
her.
That's when you started tuning
in. Yeah, that's when I liked her.
This music sucks. Let me at it.
Yeah, let's hear this pop good. Stuff from the indie lady.
All right, get on your pressurized diving suits. We're getting into the rock solid bathysphere. We are going to plumb the depths of obscurity now with a group.
More obscure than the Hudson Brothers?
Yeah, this is one like I couldn't even like.
Is this the name? Let me just ask you: is this the name of the band or where you downloaded it from?
Oh. The name of the band is The Adult Net.
Yeah, that and, sounds like yeah, some sort of a file sharing service yeah. for porn lovers.
I probably have all kinds of viruses now. Yeah, doing this, but this is from 1986. This is we've talked about The Fall. And, you know, one of the great British indie band, 50 albums, 100 members. The greatest like version of The Fall was the mid-80s when he had his hot wife, Brix, in the band.
All right.
Brixie Smith.
What did Brix do? Just dance in the background?
No, she rocked out. She was like a non-desperate Courtney Love. She was like kind of this blonde bombshell, and she had great pop sensibilities. And she had a side project called The Adult Net with some members of The Falls. And it's like the Smiths were in there, Mike Joyce and... Clem Burke played with The Adult Net a little bit. He plays with everybody.
He does. This is deep, deep, deep.
This is very deep. But this is their single, White Knight, The Stars Say Go. Listen to this. You're going to like this. You're my obsession. If Bananarama was in The Fall or something. Yeah,
that's very Bananarama-ish.
Yes. Adult Net.
Get it. Go Rick to that Smith. Site.
Yes. Go to that site.
Get your lotion. Get your lotions.
Get that album.
This is from one of my favorite albums from 2007 called Glitter in the Gutter. This is a guy named Jesse Malin, and he was in the band D-Generation. Maybe you know that band. And this song is called Little Star. There's also I've played it on here before, I think, a great duet with him and Bruce Springsteen on that album called Broken Radio.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, that guy. Yeah, that's – I always mix him up in like Josh Rouse, and there's a couple other guys with similar names, but he was in D-Generation?
Yep.
Not One Generation?
No.
Okay.
D.
Excellent. Awesome. That's cool. This is a group that we've played before, one of those great – obscure 80s, long-lost Americana, like indie rock groups that just wrong place, wrong time. This is a great song just about, just kind of like a remembrance of like summertime and like playing croquet in the backyard with your cousins and drinking some Orange Crush and, you know, it's hot and you're getting some chiggers on your legs and everything like that. It's a group called The Reavers, and this is a song called Star Telegram on Rock Solid.
Around in those golden Mustang days, backyard sofa and croquet with the Star Telegram, and I'm talking in the van, Orange Crushes in
super heinous 80s production.
And that's from the guy who played Adult Net.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the Star Telegram is the Fort Worth newspaper, FYI.
We are...
nice.
I'm going to spare everyone my Avril Lavigne for today. We're going to skip.
Oh, man.
We're going to skip the...
No.
I need a little snot pop.
Okay. This is Black Star.
Oh, wait. I was kidding.
No, this is Avril Lavigne, okay. Black Star.
Hold on. I wasn't cued.
I think she has a perfume also named Black Star.
Oh.
I think it's also the nickname of her vajayjay. This is my Black Star.
Oh, man. My goodness.
Seems more like a name for a butthole.
before Avec bleaching. Before bleaching.
We get
it. All right, yeah, you get it.
The most shocking thing she's ever done, married that Nickelback guy.
Yeah. Did they get married or they just
engaged? Has it happened yet?
I think they're married.
Who was she married to before? A guy from some 41, maybe?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she makes bad choices. Who's she going to marry next? John Mayer will be the next thing.
Was that your real song or was that your pretend song? Was that your...
No, that was that was in my list. I was going to skip it, but that's okay. That's my real song.
Okay. No, seriously. What's your real song?
Seriously.
quickly say, Pat, if you like Avril Lavigne, you should give Kesha a chance.
Yes.
All right, I'll try it.
She's the real deal.
Kesha is the truth.
Yeah. Total truth.
Dollar signs.
We're going to go back to that kind of class of 78, 79, British-y thing, stiff record sort of vibe. This is produced by Muff Winwood.
Is he related to Steve Winwood?
Yeah, I
because
thought it
he
was
produced yeah. some Steve Winwood albums.
Is it a guy or a girl, do you think, Muff? I don't know. I'm serious.
Great question.
But, that is a good question.
This is one of those great, this is like a good type of song of like, someday I'll be a rock star kind of songs.
His real name is Mervin. Mervin Muff Winwood.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
He is the older brother of Steve Winwood, and he is a former member of the Spencer Davis Group.
There you have it.
He played bass guitar.
Good for you, Muff.
He produced the first two Dire Straits albums.
How about that?
Yeah.
This group is called the Fabulous Poodles, and this is called Mirror Star. That's that great phased wah-wah sound in the chorus, like on Keep Yourself Alive.
On his way to school, his friends all said you're up the wall. He played a tight elastic band. His mic was just his empty hand. Mirror, mirror, mirror star. He pulls in front of
spoiler alert, by the end of the song, turns into a big rock star. They laughed at him, the mirror star. I love that sound of like...
Well, much like Gary said when he was going through his iTunes and he discovered the Hudson Brothers,
yes.
I discovered a song from Nick Gilder.
Oh, yeah.
He is, you know him because he's the singer of Hot Child in the City.
Yeah.
And when you think, hey, does Nick Gilder only have that one song? You're right. He does. But he does have a song called The Brightest Star from his follow-up to the Hot Child in the City. This is from 1979 from an album called Frequency. And this is The Brightest Star.
That Hot Child bass line.
I know.
Hard to catch lightning in a bottle twice.
I know.
Yeah.
You need that. You need Mike Chapman producing you, I think.
That'll do it.
Didn't produce this one.
I'd like to give a shout out to this next song. Turns 15 years old today.
Hey, hey song.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm Facebook friends with it. So
you say it's a birthday.
This song, I love this song. His tweets are so funny.
So
this
funny.
You got to follow this song on Twitter.
Hard to understand because it's in French, but
it's a standard.
Yeah, it's a standard and a regional hit. It's some cool chill out music from the classic album Moon Safari by Air, or as Nick Harcourt on KCRW calls them, This is Kelly Watch the Stars. Check it out.
Yeah.
lasers.
Moonsafari, a great house cleaning album. I like to put that on and just, yeah.
Happy birthday song.
Yeah, happy birthday, Moonsafari. Yeah.
You're going to get your driver's license soon.
Yeah, it won't be long.
I don't know if I've... my song, I don't know if I've ever, if I've played this artist or not. I don't remember if I have.
It's shocking. That, I don't think you have, but it's crazy. That
it is weird that if I haven't, but.
I don't know that either of you ever have, and that's a huge oversight.
Well, I'm a big fan of Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, wow.
And this is from her fourth album called A Hatful of Stars, which I believe is her best album. Huh. And this is the title track, a very sad song, Hatful of Stars.
I'm trying to live it. But I keep tripping on the past, finding out reality when clarity comes in drips and drips. No, we never had the time for everything we had, so it felt like we had nothing. That's what makes this hat so sad. It was a long, long time ago.
Gave me a chill when we listened to it.
Very nice. I have not heard that.
Yeah, that's a really, really great album.
We, I don't think I ever played any Cyndi Lauper. I remember I played that original version of Girls Just Want to Have Fun that Robert Hazard, but I don't think any Cyndi proper. But I had some friends who work on that Cyndi Lauper reality show, mm-hmm. and they were like trying to film something in L.A. and just like big trucks everywhere and production and everything. No permits, of course.
Right.
And the cops show up, and the guy running the shoot is like, well, we're doing a thing with, it's Cyndi Lauper. And the cop like pulls out his phone, and like he'd just been listening to like She's So Unusual.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he's just like, all right, everybody, this is good. Let's do this. You know, and just like, because, you know, a lot of cops started showing up. And
I would assume she's cool.
Yeah. Very
she's
nice.
She's great.
Lovely lady.
Okay, great.
Cool lady. All right. This is my last song. This is, what would a rock solid show be without some Guided by Voices? This is,
that's the chime that tells you it's time for Guided by Voices.
Guided by Voices.
I think you played this song before.
Possibly.
It's okay.
There is almost no relation between the key he's singing in and what everybody else is playing in. It's like crazy, but yet at the same time, the melody is like indelible. It's just like, this would be like the greatest rock song of all time if you like, just take your time, you know, do like a do-over. So, but as it is, it sounds
like you're like apologizing and yet defending.
Because it's going to sound weird to your ears at first, but if you live with it and you'll come to love it as I have, it's Gold Star for Robot Boy on Rock Song.
I like it, but I don't know if I like that constant fuzz.
Nah, you know, somebody knock it out with a leaf blower. We're trying to.
We're trying
I'm
to
recording
record
my
here.
Vocals over here.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to lay it down. I got two more songs. We're just playing back to back. These are two big rocker chicks. I was heavy on the ladies this week. The first one's from 79. The last one's from 99. And first, we're going to go with Patti Smith doing a cover of a Bird song. This is So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star.
Yeah.
That was from the album Wave, produced by Todd Rundgren.
Mm-hmm.
This next song is called Viva El... The album is Viva El Amor. This is The Pretenders. The song is called Pop Star.
So your girlfriend wants to be a pop star and beat the charts out of neighbor. She wants to move a million units, man. Probably just to prove she can. And after a couple of hits, she'll be buying a new pair of mitts. I can see just where she's heading. She's as predictable as I'm a getting. They don't make them like they used to. Don't get it. They don't make them like they used to. They don't make them like they used to. Should've just stuck with me.
I love that. They don't make them like they used to. You should have just stuck with me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I like when she says, after a couple of hits, she'll be buying a new pair of mitts.
Yeah, that's all great. I love bitterness. That's
yeah, I do too. Hilarious. I always think of, whenever I hear that song, I always think of Courtney Love. So your girlfriend wants to be a rock star. That's what I always think of.
When you played Patti Smith, it reminded me how much I love that. Just Kids, like her, but if you love rock bios, you got to read Just Kids. And then you played Pretenders. Like, where is her book? I would love to read a Chrissy Hynde.
I know. She just posted on Facebook. She said, it's finally time to get in the studio and record a new album. She goes, as you know, the last album was recorded in 11 days. And then she put, it sounded like it, didn't it? Like, I was like, oh, wow, I really like that album. And now it sounds like Chrissy didn't like it. So we'll see what happens with the Pretenders this year.
Maybe she's just being self-effacing or something. But
maybe.
From what I understand is like, she went, you know, she moved from Ohio, where I don't know if you know she was from there.
Yeah, yeah.
If she's ever written about that or anything. But, and moved to England. I guess she just kind of bumped, like, lived in communes and dealt pot.
She wrote for, like, Melody Maker magazine.
Yeah, things like that. And then just kind of fell into, like, wasn't, because you would think, like, oh, I'm driven. I'm going to be a rock star. Like, she seems like she has that drive, but it just seemed like it was just like an accident almost. And
then she hooked up with some guys from London. And it's just, I never even really thought about, hey, yeah, where is her book?
I want to, Matt, would you please write that book?
Whoa, it's a lot of pressure, okay. Especially because I don't know anything about her.
Okay, well, anyway.
I'm going to have to start from scratch on this.
That's fine.
I've heard she's from Ohio. Someone just told me that. I guess I'll start there.
Something sad happened to her. She went back to Ohio.
And then Rush Limbaugh ripped up that song.
Yeah, how does he get to play that?
That's
got to drive her insane.
Jerk.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for rocking. Thanks for calling.
This felt like five shows because of the Bruce game at the beginning.
You guys flew through your playlist.
Well, we did because we played nine crazy. Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen songs.
That's true.
But that was, no.
Then we ended up coming in. It's not even an hour yet. Yeah, so no, there you
it's
go.
52 minutes. So
call the hotline, 330-81-ROCKS. Leave a message 30 seconds or less.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Matt.
This is a song I'm so glad that Gary didn't play it. I thought he would, or I suspected he might. This is the song that introduced me to the band Bell and Sebastian.
Oh, yeah.
And it's still my favorite song of theirs.
Stars of Track and Field?
We are.
Nice.
On Rock Solid.
Beautiful people.
Make a new cult every day to suit your affairs. Kissing girls in English at the back of the stairs. You're a honey with the following of innocent boys. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. You and her been taking pictures of your obsessions. Cause I met a boy who went through one of your sessions. In his blue velour and silk you liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's throwing discs.